This is People in Your Neighborhood. It's Will here with you on KGFX. I am joined this morning by Gloria Hansen, the Fort Pier Mayor. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
I am great.
Good, good.
You ready for Christmas?
No, but I will be.
Got all your shopping done?
Pretty much. There's always some last-minute things that you have to do, but we're getting there.
Yeah. So what's going on in the Fort Pier area?
Well, the one thing I want to talk about is the community Christmas dinner. It's an annual event that has been going on. Quentin Sutley, a longtime resident, started this tradition, actually funded it, and providing a Christmas dinner for anyone in the community who doesn't have family or who just wants to bring the family over and enjoy getting together with the community. And so the Pat Duffy board, the community center board, puts it on. They do all the cooking. It is a fantastic dinner, traditional turkey with all the trimmings, and it's just a wonderful event. We normally serve 400 or 500 people, people, especially people who may not be with their family this time of year, it's a great place to come, not be alone, get a great meal, and be with your neighbors. But it starts at the Pat Duffy Community Center at 11. We'll serve until 2 or until the food runs out, and we are doing to-go meals again, and so you can request those. I think the group that's doing the serving, I don't know whether they will make up the to-go meals or whether you can do that yourself. I'm not sure what that plan is, but there's no charge. We do ask for a free will offering to pay for the expenses, it's a fun time. They also could use some volunteers for helping to serve, cleaning up, and if you can bring a pie or a dessert, that's always appreciated also. Wonderful annual tradition of the Christmas dinner in Fort Pier.
How long has that been going on?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to say at least 30 years, and it may be longer than that.
Wow. That is a long time.
It is. And then I want to remind people that the city offices will be closed Monday and Tuesday for the holidays. We follow the state on those closures, and so we will not be working Monday and Tuesday, but we'll be there Wednesday. You know, the other thing that people are really interested in is Waldron Street has been in really bad condition almost from the beginning. And we met with the Bureau of Reclamation team to have a preliminary discussion on the project to replace Waldron Street, as well as the Minnewachone water line that runs underneath that. And so the original idea was to go from the bike path to Buffalo Road. But the most recent leaks in the water line have been higher up on that on the road. And so the project will extend all the way to Verendrye Drive, which is a 7,500-foot project. The Bureau has applied for the funding, and I think they must be pretty sure of getting it. It will amount to about $27 million, but they have already started the surveying. And so the time frame is going to bid late 2024, start construction in 2025, and it's probably a multi-year project. It's a big project, and we'll have to make sure that we keep traffic moving in that area. And so it will probably, I'm guessing, it will extend 2 years. But what a wonderful thing that will be to have that street, and it will be a concrete street all the way from the bike path to Verendrye.
So that's how you say that Barindri?
Barindri, yeah, yes.
I wasn't sure. It's like I've been here, and it's like I asked different people, and people are telling me different ways to say it.
So. Well, you know, that probably isn't the correct French pronunciation, but we don't pronounce anything correctly. You know, like Pierre and Fort Pierre, or should be Pierre, named for Pierre Chateau, and... But the Verendry brothers, just your history lesson for today, Will, is two explorers that came in 1743 and buried a lead plate on the hill where the monument is, claiming the area for France. And unfortunately, the plate wasn't found until 1930-something. So it didn't do much good to claim it for France, did it? If
no.
Nobody found the plate. But that those explorers, they were the first recorded Europeans to be in this area. And then, so that's why it's a good historic name for Fort Pierre.
Okay, well, it sounds really great, that dinner you were talking about at first. It's like I might do that because, I mean, my family's, like, far away. They're, like, way
Absolutely.
Over in China, so.
Yeah, that is far away. Yeah, come over and join us. It's a fun, festive event. You won't feel like you're all alone on Christmas when you're there. It is definitely a community thing.
Oh, absolutely. And, I like to have every opportunity I get, I like to get out in the community and, you know, meet as many people as I can.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, blend in, kind of become a part of the community. And, you know, because I plan to be here for the long haul.
There you go, then.
So I want to get everything. So is it all that's going on in Fort Pierre? Is that it?
Is that all that's going on in Fort? Oh, there's always more things.
Well, I mean, there's always other things.
Yeah.
Like on your list.
Well, that's all I'll talk about today, Will.
Okay.
Yeah. Next time I come in, we'll talk about something else. But,
well, I'm glad you came in. It's like you're the first one this week that came in for people in their neighborhood. It's
well,
like,
this is what I do on Thursday mornings.
Well, I look forward to it. I really do.
Okay. Well, we will see you at the Pat Duffy Community Center on Christmas Day.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a good Christmas in case I don't see you before then.
Thank you. Well, I'll see you Christmas Day.
Yeah, you see me Christmas Day. Right? Well, have a good day.
All right, and wishing Merry Christmas to everyone.
And you as well.
Thank you, Will.